On today's show, General Motors and Honda drop a bombshell on the industry. Cadillac Super Cruise gets rated better than all the other semi-autonomous systems. And you might be surprised by which artists sing more about cars than anyone else. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. Honda dropped a bombshell on the industry yesterday when it announced it is investing in GM's Cruise automation. Honda and General Motors will jointly develop a purpose-built self-driving vehicle for Cruise, which is GM's autonomous ride-hailing company. The car will be manufactured at high volume, and the two companies will explore global opportunities for commercial deployment of the Cruise network. Honda will invest $750 million in Cruise, and then it's going to spend another $2 billion over the next 12 years to develop the vehicle. Thanks to this and Japanese conglomerate SoftBank's $2.25 billion investment earlier this year in Cruise means that Cruise is now valued at $14.6 billion. And here's our AutoLine insight. This is an unprecedented move between Honda and GM, and it goes way beyond their collaboration on fuel cells. Honda desperately needs to catch up on autonomous technology because it essentially has none. And GM gets a great partner that's bringing in bags of money, and that will help it get economy of scale that will be hard to match for everyone else. And here's more good news for General Motors. Consumer Reports released its first ever rankings of semi-autonomous driving systems, and Cadillac's Super Cruise came out on top. CR not only looked at how well each system performed, like steering and controlling the car speed, but also how well it helps drivers pay attention to the road. It said Super Cruise did the best job of balancing those tasks, followed by Tesla's Autopilot, Nissan's ProPilot Assist, and Volvo's Pilot Assist. Consumer Reports says that while the semi-automated systems do help reduce stress and fatigue, it's concerned that they could let drivers become over-reliant on them and stop paying attention when they're engaged. AM General, the company that builds the Humvee, is reportedly up for sale. According to Reuters, it hired the investment bank Macquarie Group to help find bidders. Sources say other military contract companies like General Dynamics, Oshkosh, and BAE Systems could be interested. But automakers like FCA and General Motors could also be potential bidders. It's estimated that AM General could be worth more than $2 billion. Hey, did NASCAR make the right move racing on a Roval? We'll tell you what the TV ratings say, and that is coming up next.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Talk about strange bedfellows. General Motors and the California Air Resources Board, which typically have been bitter enemies, are joining forces to promote electric cars. They and other entities like electric utilities and environmental groups formed a new organization called Veloz. It's about to launch a multi-million dollar brand neutral marketing campaign in California called Electric for All. It's going to make consumers aware of the fun to drive aspect of EVs, the improved driving range, and the number of models that automakers will be introducing over the next few years. While sales of EVs are starting to increase, Veloz says more growth is needed to reach environmental goals. Looks like NASCAR has got a winner on its hands with Roval Racing, which is a combination of road course and oval. Last week's NASCAR race on the Roval at Richmond helped boost TV ratings. An average of 3.2 million people watched the race. That's up from 2.9 million last year when the race was run on an oval. Even NASCAR's Xfinity race, the series just below the Cup Series, attracted 943,000 viewers, up from 601,000 the year before. Meanwhile, Formula One fans in the U.S. were not that impressed with the Russian Grand Prix. An average of 390,000 people watched the race, and that's down from 521,000 last year. But I got to tell you, that race was something of a snooze fest, except for some fights further down in the field. Coming up next, you are going to be surprised to hear which singers sing the most about cars and which brand they sing the most about.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Cars and music really go together. One of the first songs about cars, In My Merry Oldsmobile, came out in 1906. That's 112 years ago. So how many songs are there about cars? Who sang the most about cars? And which cars did they sing the most about? Well, a website called Gold Eagle analyzed over 100,000 songs using search words like cars, coupe, truck, and they also searched brands like Bentley, Mustang, and Chevrolet. Now, you might think that 1960s brands from Southern California like the Beach Boys would top the list, but they don't even make the list. No, it's hip-hop and rap artists like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and Snoop Dogg, who sing far more about cars than artists from any other genre. R&B artists such as R. Kelly and Drake are second by genre. Then come the rock artists, with Bruce Springsteen at the top. And what brands show up the most in songs? Mercedes-Benz by far, followed by Cadillac, Bentley, and Chevrolet. Click on the link in today's show notes to see the full list, which makes for fascinating reading. And then, don't forget to tune in later today for Out of Line After Hours. Our guest will be Chris Lazote, an independent researcher who has written a book about women who own and love muscle cars. It's a sociological examination of who these women are and how they got into muscle cars. And this is going to be a good discussion. So if you have questions you'd like us to ask, send an email to viewermail@outofline.tv or send a tweet to @outofline. That show goes live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time later this afternoon. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.